But first up today here on the Country Hour, we pay tribute to antique cattleman John Underwood, who died on Friday at the age of 77. John was a founding member of the NT Cattlemen's Association. He was its president from 1990 to 1993, and he was awarded life membership to the NTCA back in 2010. His family bought River and Station in the VRD back in 1956. And over the decades, John, his wife Terry, and the family, they built that property up from scratch. His daughter, Mari Muldoon's been kind enough to join us today on the Country Hour. Mari, from all of us, we're so sorry to hear about your loss, and we're hoping you could tell us about your dad, John Underwood.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Look, my family and I are absolutely heartbroken, but we're really relieved that Dad's at rest after a long illness. We're incredibly thankful for the enormous outpouring of grief from so many people just making contact to honour our adored father. In the past, 10 days of his dad's life, he was surrounded by all his family. It was just a really lovely time for us as a family to reflect on, the wonderful childhood that we had growing up at Riverton.
Yeah, you grew up in the middle of nowhere, to steal a quote from your mum. What for you, what are some of your best memories of helping him develop River and Station?
Look, we had the most extraordinary childhood growing up at River, and Dad was the best father you could hope for. I mean, he just really led by example and taught us so many great things about loyalty and integrity. As far as hands-on stuff, we were, we helped with all the mustering, and the boys loved fencing. I mean, Dad was so proud of his network of laneways and fences at River, and we had a lot to do with horses back in the early days. And I can remember riding Dad's racehorses as a 10 or 11-year-old doing track work before or after school. You're very hands-on family. Like, we had a very small workforce, and, we're all very hands-on. It was really, really quite an incredible childhood that we'll never forget. Dad was loving and funny, and, his family were his world, Matt. We really are so lucky.
And his love of the land obviously infected everyone. You've all sort of gone on, haven't you, to be heavily involved?
Yes, we have. It's in our veins. It's in our blood. Mum's dad really taught us so many things, and his marriage to Mum is just such a great example of how people should be and how marriages should be and how to treat other people. My dad just had just such a lovely way with people, such a beautiful smile, and, he's a really special man, and, we're going to miss him so very much.
His list of achievements that the NT Cattlemen's Association has posted today, it is just one hell of a list. Mm. And one title that did stick out to me was this title of Professional Survivor. He escaped a few near deaths, did he?
He really did. He started off as a young man with breaking his back, and that's how he actually ended up meeting our mother, Terry. She was the nurse at the hospital, and, he survived that. And then later on, he was gored by a really rogue bull and escaped a near-death experience there. I mean, and then 10 months after that, he had a plane crash, which nearly claimed his life as well. So he's an amazing heart, an amazing body, and just Superman, really.
Sure. It's almost 5 years now since River and Inverway was sold. Can you remember how he felt and what he talked about during that time?
Look, Dad was a pretty practical sort of guy, Matt. He was pretty pragmatic about things. I mean, yes, it was a difficult conversation leading up, making those decisions. And Dad, of course, has been ill for a number of years, so he was ready to hang his hat up and retire and enjoy some really precious time with Mum in Darwin, and that's what they did. But I can assure you that there'll always be a part of Dad at River.
On the precious time, that's the last time that I saw your dad. He and Terry were having a lovely meal at Char. And I know with my wife, we looked across and just looked at them giggling like they're on a first date. That's my last meal.
That's right. They have a really remarkable marriage. It's very strong. Obviously, at times robust, but they just were so such a great example to all of us on how to treat each other and how to have respect for one another and how to raise children. they really did adore each other. I can remember after my second child, Mum came to stay to help with the two babies. And I realised after a few days that she was actually really missing my father. And that's how they felt about one another. They really didn't have that much time apart in the last sort of 30 or 40 years. Earlier than that, Dad would be out at stock camp for, you know, weeks and months on end. But generally speaking, they were really connected and I think really fretted when they weren't together.
The NT Cattlemen's Association describes him as an admired cattleman and industry leader. How do you hope people remember your dad as?
I hope that people remember Dad in the way that they knew him. And I'm pretty sure that everyone will have similar views there. He was genuine, he was kind, he was loving, very affectionate, and had time for everyone. He really was happy to talk to anyone and everyone. He never judged. Yeah, he was just a pretty amazing guy.
Thanks for your time today, Mari, and all the best for Thursday, hey? So a celebration of his life to take place at St Mary's Cathedral on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Matt. You're a great friend to our family.
Yeah, all the best.
Thank you, Matt.
Mari Muldoon, who is the daughter of John Underwood, who passed away on Friday at the age of 77. We're paying tribute to him today on the Country Hour. Tom Stockwell is the current president of the NT Cattlemen's Association. Tom, can you remember the first time that you met John?
I can probably remember when I first had anything serious to do with him would have been in about 1980, I think, when we set up the first advisory committee at Kidman Springs Research Station, and John was on that very first research committee. And I just remember that he was very keen on research and very keen on doing new things and working out how to do the job better, even way back then. And that was a time when they were all pretty engaged in the brucellosis tuberculosis eradication campaign at the same time. But John had ideas for the Brahmin breed and for lots of other things way back then. So I remember that. One of the reasons I remember it is because one of the very first things the Kidman Springs Advisory Committee asked for, and it was John that did it, was asked for a vaccine to control estrus in heifers. And it's something we've been asking the research fraternity and our funders to do ever since 1980, and we're not quite there yet, so it'd be a really nice legacy if we finally did get there.
What made him such an industry leader?
Well, I think it was, it was the enthusiasm and the positive view he had, but the fact that he was willing to contribute. He lived on Riverin, 600 kilometres from Katherine, but he was always seemed to place a great deal of importance on the pastoral community and on getting it together and on having a body and an argument that we could put together. So it was just his willingness to participate, and I think I always got the impression that John had spent his time at Riverin really thinking deeply about how his family and his property fitted into the bigger Northern Territory industry picture and the national picture, and came, he came to group meetings to test those views and to add them into the pot, if you like.
And of course a founding member of the NT Cattlemen's Association, so he helped kickstart it all.
Yeah, he was one of those group of people that got the combined NTCA going in the territory, and I think we've all got a lot to be grateful to him and the rest of them, because it stood the test of time and continues to do a great job for us. But I don't think we should underestimate the service that those founding members have done for us.
And in terms of legacy, he did a lot more than just cattle, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Well, I think it's been said, he's very interested in the industry, but the Underwood family as a whole, Terry and John, they were absolutely key, I think, in making the Katherine region realise that they were a community. There was a cattle industry community, and through the School of the Air, and it was, they from the earliest days when they put on that production of Dimbula, when everybody was practicing their lines over the School of the Air HF radios. It was a Terry production, but John was there. He got wrangled into the event and did it with some enthusiasm.
He had a role, did he?
He had a role, and everybody got a job when Terry was around, and John always took those jobs on with a smile, and he well, he did enjoy a party, and it was a great coming together of the Katherine pastoral community, and it's sort of gone on from there, really.
How will you remember John Underwood?
I remember, well, John, ever since that first meeting that I can remember, John has always, for me personally, has always been very interested in what you've had to say and think, and he liked to have a discussion and argue with you and sort of chew the fat, and he always had time for you, and you always got the impression that, A, he thought deeply about it, and B, that he always wanted to contribute, and he always wanted to make, you know, he's very keen for new things to happen, so his willingness to share that and his willingness to contribute and make the big commitment to make a community work is I think how I remember John. And as everybody said, you know, he always had time to have a yarn with you, and he always had a smile for whoever it was, you know. So
tributes flowing in for John Underwood, and I'm sure there'll be plenty spoken about him this Friday when the NT Cattlemen's Association holds its annual conference.
Yeah, certainly. We'll be making a formal memorial statement and that to John, and no doubt we'll be making a toast to him at an appropriate time. But certainly John Underwood will be long remembered in the Cattlemen's Association.
Thanks for your time today, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Tom Stockwell, who is the president of the NT Cattlemen's Association. We're paying tribute today on the program to John Underwood. On the weekend, John's son, Patrick Underwood, he shared this message. He wrote, "While we know he is now in greener pastures, we will miss him so very much. He was an amazing father and a true man of the land. Dad always had a big smile. He had time for everyone and was an old-fashioned gentleman. We were so privileged to grow up in the middle of nowhere with Mum and Dad." It's a message from Patrick Underwood, and certainly plenty of messages coming to the Country Hour via our Facebook page where we've shared a tribute for John Underwood. Lindsay says, "Rest in peace, sir." Neville says, "Condolences to the family." Sandy says, "So much respect for you, John Underwood. Rest in peace." Greg says, "Condolences to Mari, Chris, Patrick, and the rest of the family." Jack says, "A great cattleman, always time for a yarn." And Mal says, "A great fair dinkum Australian and a bloody good bloke." Tributes coming in for John Underwood, who passed away on Friday at the age of 77.